先有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer first.
主，感谢你把又一个下午赏赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this afternoon.
叫我们在这里学习被引导进入你自己的真理的光。
And giving us the opportunity to learn how to enter into the light of your light of truth.
所以开始我们就一同来仰望你。
So in the beginning, we come before you.
但愿主你亲自在这里掌管一切。
We pray that Lord, you will control this meeting.
弟兄姊妹们所提到的一些问题。
The questions which our brothers and sisters have raised.
主，你知道我们不一定知道，因为是你的事。
Lord, you know that we do not really always have the answer because it is something pertaining to you.
但是你完全知道。
But Lord, you know.
所以求我们的主，你在这里带领着我们去接受你自己的光。
So Lord, we pray that here you will lead us here to accept your light.
主啊，你亲自对我们说话。
Lord, you speak according to the light.
你借着在这里说话的人来说出你要说的话。
Through those who are speaking here, that you will really speak what you want to say.
但愿你在当中得着我们众人。
And that you will lay hold of each of us.
叫我们都是归到你的面前来伏在你自己的权柄的底下。
So that we can all come to you face to face and submit to your authority.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we commit ourselves to
you. 纪念我们这一段的时间。
Remember this time, Lord.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 感谢主，我们从弟兄姊妹们手上也收到了一些问题。
We thank the Lord that we have received questions from brothers and sisters.
有些是关乎真理上的认识的。
Some relate to the truth.
有些是关乎实际的事情上面的对事情的处理的。
Some relating to dealing with practical issues.
当然我们不敢保证我们一定能给弟兄姊妹们一个满意的回答。
Obviously, we cannot guarantee that we can give brothers and sisters an answer that is satisfying to you.
但是我们乐意和神的儿女们一同回到神的话语里边去寻找主给我们的答案。
But we are glad that we will together go back to the Word of God to find the answers.
我想为着我们好好的掌握的那一个时间。
In order to have a good control of the time available,
我们先来看看那些与真理上有点关联，不是处理问题的原则，是真理的认识上的。我们先来接触这样的问题。
First of all, let us deal with those questions which touches the truth in the Word of God.
孙弟兄有一大堆的问题，所以我就抢先来。和弟兄姊妹们去看一个问题。
Brother Sun has a lot of questions in his hands, and so I will just take this opportunity to first of all deal with those I have.
这个表面上看来，似乎是一个怎么处理事情的问题。
On the surface, it seems that this question deals with how to manage some practical issues.
但实际上面是一个真理的学习的问题。
But in actual fact, it is it deals with the learning of the truth.
什么问题呢？
What is the question?
一个问题是这样说。
Yes, the question is.
他说站长台的绝大多数都是弟兄。但也有少数姊妹站长台的例子，神根据什么原则使用弟兄或姊妹为他说话？
According to practice, most of the time it is the brothers who minister the word, but although sometimes they are sisters, what is the authority in the Bible that this is based on how, when can brothers or sisters speak?
弟兄姊妹，这个问题听起来好像很简单。
Brothers and sisters, it seems to be a very simple question.
实际是非常的不简单。
In fact, it is a very complicated one.
不简单的问题出在哪里呢？
Where is the problem then?
是出在我们对 服侍的那一个领会是怎么一件事。
It is our understanding of the nature of service.
尤其是在近代。
Especially in worship.
社会上的风气啊，一直在那里强调男女平等。
In the society these days, there's the emphasis that men and women are equal.
那这一个就更加深了很多神的儿女们在这一件事上的疑惑。
This increased the uncertainty in the minds of brothers and sisters about this issue.
尤其是有一种光景。
Especially under a certain circumstance.
我们如果细细观察的话，我们都会得着一个这样的结论。
If we consider carefully, we will come to a similar answer.
姊妹的口齿伶俐的人比弟兄多而又多。
The eloquence of sisters are far, the number of them are far greater than those of brothers.
会说话的姊妹很容易你就找到。
It is very easy to find sisters who are eloquent.
会说话的弟兄就不太容易找到。
But it's not so easy to find brothers who can speak fluently.
在这种情形的底下，就更加深这一类的题目的问题的那一个复杂性。
This increased the complexities of questions of this sort.
明明那些姊妹们好像很清楚的，这说话很有恩赐，很有力量。
You would say that, well, these sisters, they have the gift of speaking, and they have the power, the authority, it seems, to speak.
为什么不让姊妹们多站一个讲台？弟兄们都把讲台霸占了。
Why would we not allow sisters to come and speak on the, give a messages, and rather that the brothers takes over all of these occasions?
那没有接触到这个问题以前，我先说一件事情。
Before I deal with the problem, I would like to mention one thing.
是昨天晚上的信息里边提到一个。
It is a point which was mentioned in last evening's message.
一般人的那一个观念是注意工作。
A usual thing that we have in mind is that we pay more attention to work.
留意工作的果效。
And we pay attention to the result of such work.
我们也承认这是我们天然的那个反应，对一切的事物是这样。
We confess that this is a natural response to these issues.
但弟兄姊妹们千万不要忘了。
But brothers and sisters, please don't forget.
如果说工作神亲自出手，比谁都强。
If the work God does it himself, it would be much stronger than anyone else.
并且做得更尽善尽美，没有一点的遗憾。
And then that work will be will be perfect, and there will be no blemish.
但是神却要用人来替他说话。
But God likes to use men to work for him.
那因此在这样的一个神的安排里。
So that under such an arrangement by God,
我们很清楚地看得见。
We see very clearly.
神是借着服事来去得着神所要得着的人。
It is through service that God laid hold of people whom he wants to lay hold.
因为从来神都是看人比工作重。
Because all along, God pays more attention to men rather than the work.
工作做得好，神没有得着人的话，那一个工作在神的面前是有缺陷的。
Even if the work has been done successfully, but if God has not laid hold of the people, then that is of no use.
工作做得不太好，但是神却借着那样的工作上的确实而得着人的话。
But if the work has not been too successful, but through that work, God has been able to lay hold of people.
那神看这一个比只有工作而神没有得着人强多了。
Then in the eyes of God, this is much better than the fact that you only have work and nothing else.
那既然神是重视人过于工作的话，
so since God placed more attention to men than work,
我们在侍奉的事上面，那个着眼点就不是重在工作的带出一个什么样的好的成绩或是不好的成绩。
Then our focus should be should not be whether the result of the work is good or not, successful or not.
但是我不能不说，这并不等于说我们不注意工作的果效。
But I must emphasize that this does not mean that we do not pay attention to the result of work.
我们也注意工作的果效。
We also pay attention to the result of work.
但是我们是把在工作里边让神得着人，比较工作本身做得好是来得重。
But we emphasize more on that, on the fact that through work God is able to lay hold of people rather than whether the work has been done successfully or not.
我想我们简单说一个比方你就知道了。
I just use a simple illustration and you will understand what I mean.
事情做坏了。
If something has gone wrong,
但人在神面前苏醒了。
And men woke up to that.
人领会到自己不可靠了。
And then we realize that we are not trustworthy.
那弟兄姊妹，你看，在这种光景的底下
，Then brothers and sisters, under these circumstances,
神的满足还神是满足还是不满足呢
？Will God be satisfied or not？
从摩西的身上，我们看到这个结果。
We see the result of this in the person of Moses.
从许多人的身上，我们都看到这个结果。
And from many others, we see the results of this too.
工作也许做坏了。
Even if the work has not been well done.
但是人在神面前苏醒了。
But man was awakened before God.
更靠近神，不敢再让自己在那里夸耀了。
So that he'll be getting closer to God and that he dare not boast about himself.
神看这一件事情比保存了工作而失去了人长多了。
God looks at this as much better than having the work and not the person.
好了，现在回到这个问题的本身来了，我好像扯到外面很远再回来。
It seems I've gone speaking away from the topic, but now I'm coming back to the question.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这个问题的背后，有一件很严肃的事情在这里。
Brothers and sisters, you'll notice that behind this question, there's a very serious issue.
也可以说是有一个很明显的属灵的功课在那里。
And in other words, there's a very clear spiritual lesson there.
这个就是关乎在教会里头那个属灵的次序的问题。
And that is about the order, spiritual order in the church.
因为在教会里面，我们都知道，教会是基督的身体。
Because we all know that the church is the body of Christ.
基督是教会的头。
And Christ is the head of the church.
因此在教会的生活的里面，
So that in the church, in the life of the church,
特别是在聚会的生活的里边，
especially in the life of meetings,
那很自然就有一种带领教导的成分在那里。
That there's an element of leadership and teaching.
那这个带领教导，那个是该是头对教会的所做的。
This issue of leadership and teaching should be the head leading the body as to how it should work.
既然神要用人来替他说话，
because God wants men to speak for him,
或者是来处理身体上头一切的行政上的问题，
and to deal with administrative issues of the body,
那神就给人看见有一个属灵的次序。
And God enables men to see that there is a spiritual order.
这个次序在哥林多前书第十一章的前半段。
This issue is dealt with in the first half of chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians.
弟兄姊妹，我们都来看一看。
Brothers and sisters, let us look at it.
在我们在聚会的中间，我们看到不少姊妹是蒙头的。
We in the meeting, we see many sisters cover their heads.
也许你就要问一个问题了，特别年轻的弟兄姊妹们，对这一个事情，也许并不太注意到。
Perhaps there will be a question raised in your mind, especially to the young brothers and sisters.
Why some of the 那些比较年长的姊妹们都蒙头
？Why some of the elderly sisters they cover their heads？
我们是不够年长，所以我们不蒙头。
Is it because we are too young, so we don't cover our heads？
我弟兄姊妹不是这样的。
Brothers and sisters, that's not the point.
蒙头不在乎你年长还是年幼。
Covering your head does not depend on your age.
而是回到神在教会里边所设立的一个属灵的次序。
And that is, we have to come back to the spiritual order which God has established in the church.
弟兄姊妹都找到林前十一章。
Brothers and sisters, let's look at 1 Corinthians.
在这里就提到一件事情。
Here, something is mentioned.
我们从第二节那里边来念几节了。
Let's read a few verses from verse 2 onwards.
我称赞你们，因你们凡事纪念我。又坚守我所传给你们的，我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。凡男人祷告或是讲道，若蒙着头，就羞辱自己的头；凡女人祷告或是讲道，若不蒙着头，就羞辱自己的头，因为这就如同剃了头发一样。女人若不蒙着头，就该剪了头发。女人若以剪发、剃发为羞愧，就该蒙着头。男人本不该蒙着头，因为他是神的形象和荣耀。但女人是男人的荣耀。起初男人不是由女人而出，女人乃是由男人而出，并且男人不是为女人造的，女人乃是为男人造的。因此女人为天使的缘故，应当在头上有服权柄的记号。
Verse 2 onwards. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the traditions, just as I delivered them to you. But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of the woman in man is man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying have his head covered dishonors his head. But every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head. For that is one and the same as if her head were shaved. For if a woman is not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it is shameful for a woman to be shorn or shaved, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God. But woman is the glory of man. For man is not from woman, but woman from man. Nor was man created for the woman, but woman for the man. For this reason, the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head, because of the angels.
这一段话是说到姊妹蒙头的问题。
This paragraph deals with the covering of the head by sisters.
今天下午我们不是在这里看这个问题。
But we're not dealing with this issue this afternoon here.
但是我们不能不从这一段话的里头给我们指出一些问题。
But we must point out certain issues that arise out of this paragraph.
第一个就是那个属灵的次序的问题。
And the first is the spiritual order.
说到次序就不是说平等和是不平等的这个观念。
When we talk about order, then it is not, we are not talking about whether we are equal or not.
只是说到一个先后的问题。
It is just who is going before and after.
那在教会当中，首先给人要注意的是谁呢？
So in a church,Who should have our first attention?
他说，基督是教是是呃，基督是众人的头。
He said that Christ is the head of everyone.
男人是女人的头。
And man is the head of the woman.
神是基督的头。
And Christ is the head.
弟兄姊妹，你就看
到 God is the head of Christ.
看到在属灵的次序的上面。
You see that in the spiritual order.
先是神。
First you have God.
再是基督
then Christ,
再是弟兄
then brothers,
然后是姊妹
then sisters.
这个是一个属灵的次序
This is the spiritual order.
那这是头一个我也只给弟兄姊妹留意的问题
This is the first thing I would like to point out to brothers and sisters.
过去有一些弟兄姊妹们他们有一个这样的说法
In the past, some brethren have look at it in this way.
既然神用着男人来代表基督做头这个事实在教会的中间
Since God in the church uses men to represent Christ,
那姊妹就不应该讲道了
Then sisters should not speak.
但是这个话并不准确
But this is not an accurate statement.
但是却影响了教会相当的年日
But over the, it has influenced the church for a long period of time.
但弟兄姊妹又要注意
But brothers and sisters, you should notice.
姊妹们并不是给剥夺了讲道的权利
We haven't taken away the authority of the sisters to give messages.
因为姊妹都可以讲道的
Because sisters can give messages as well.
因为在这里不是说吗
But here, doesn't it say?
如果姊妹讲道或是祷告你只要蒙头就可以了
If sisters want to prophesy or pray, all they have to do is to have their heads covered.
你蒙头就可以了。
If you cover your head, then you can.
那为什么蒙头就可以呢
Why is it that when you cover your head, you can?
这个也不在我下午和弟兄姊妹要提的问题了，不然的话，今天下午整个给我拿掉都可以了。
This is not the issue that I want to deal with this afternoon. Otherwise, I would have spent the whole afternoon dealing with it.
但是简单的一点说。
But to say it simply,
因为底下就说到
because what follows it says,
神把长头发给姊妹们做荣耀
that God has given long hair to sisters for His glory.
那现在把头蒙上了
now you cover your head.
那就是把女人的荣耀隐藏起来
and that is to hide the glory of the women.
用我们说惯的话来说，姊妹就守着地位，不在教会的生活中出头。
And that is what we usually say by the statement that the sisters should stay in their position and do not exalt themselves in the church.
但是这并不等于把姊妹们讲到祷告的属灵的权利剥夺掉。
But this does not mean that we are depriving the right of the sisters in praying.
因为既然明明说你蒙了头了，你就可以了。
Because it says evidently, if you as long as you cover your head, you can.
但是有些弟兄也提到了，提摩太前书那里说我不许女人讲道，中文的翻译就是这样。
But in the Chinese version of the Bible, in the letters to Timothy, Paul plainly says that I will not allow sisters to speak.
但是那里说是这样说，但是引出来。我们一般人引出来就不完整。
Although it is that's what is said there, usually when we try to explain it, we are not dealing with it in a complete way.
因为我们回到提摩太前书那里去看的时候，你就看到一件事情，
because,
那不是说到话语的服事。
Because when we go back to 1 Timothy and look at it carefully, we know that it was not dealing with giving messages.
那里是说到。在生活里边，姊妹也在那里把蒙头的那个真意调在生活里头。
There it was dealing with the issue that in practical life, the sisters should use this covering of their head to be incorporated in their daily life.
那里都是说到日常生活里头的事情。
It deals with the matters that arising out of their daily life.
神的话是这样说就很清楚了。
God's word is quite clear on this point.
我不许女人讲道和辖管男人。
I do not allow women to speak and to control men.
这个是那句话的完整。
This is the complete verse there.
我不详细去解释了。如果弟兄姊妹你要更清楚的了解，你去思想这个。
I'm not going to deal with it in detail, but you can think about it.
然后你到了哥林多前书第十四章。
And then when it comes to 1 Corinthians chapter 14,
那是教会的交通聚会。
That was the fellowship meeting in the church.
你在那里看到一件事情。
And you see something there.
那里并没有，那里也好像禁止姊妹在说话。
It seems as if it was forbidding sisters to speak.
啊，但是禁止姊妹说话，是不是禁止姊妹交通呢？
But when it comes to saying forbidding sisters to speak, does it mean really that you forbid sisters to fellowship?
如果我们细细去读，
if you read it carefully,
我们就发觉那里头也不是禁止姊妹在会中交通。
There it does not say that sisters are prohibited from fellowshipping in a meeting.
因为在上文那里明明说是弟兄们啊。
Because in the verses before that, it evidently talks about brothers.
是全教会在聚在一起啊。
It's about brethren. It means the whole church meeting together.
那既然是全教会聚在一起，是不是只有弟兄在那里，姊妹们不在那里呢？
So when you talk about the whole church, does it not really mean that only the brethren, brothers were there and the sisters were not there?
显然就不是了。
Obviously, it isn't.
弟兄姊妹都在那里。
Brothers and sisters are both there.
弟兄姊妹们都一同在那里啊，进入交通。
And brothers and sisters.Both were involved in the fellowship.
那里就说到了。
That means
你们都可以一个一个的做先知讲道。
That you can one by one prophesy.
那这个一个一个的做先知讲道，是不是把姊妹们不包括在里头呢？
When it says that you can prophesy one by one, does it mean that sisters are excluded?
显然就不是。
Obviously not.
但是上文又说啊。
But the previous verses also say,
姊妹在会中说话原是可耻的。
It is shameful for sisters to speak in the meetings.
这就为做难了。
Then there is a difficulty.
又说一个一个都可以做先知讲道。
When you say one by one, you can prophesy.
现在就抓到一个限制在那里，姊妹们不能说话。
Now it places a limitation there, the sisters cannot speak.
但弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们读神的话，我们要留心。
When we read God's word, we need to pay attention.
是，的确是禁止姊妹们在会中说话。
Yes, it prohibits, forbids.Sisters to speak in the meeting.
但是如果姊妹说的那种话是弟兄说呢？
But if the what the sister said are also those things that were said by brothers.
因为他是弟兄，所以他就不被禁止，是不是这样呢？
Is it right that then if he, because just because he's a brother, then he is not forbidden to say it?
显然就不是了。
Obviously not.
弟兄姊妹，你特别留意，姊妹禁止在会中说话，那是他说什么话？
You have to pay attention to when it says that sisters are forbidden to speak in a meeting, the nature of the things that they were saying.
那里有两种情形。
There are two situations there.
一种情形就是交通聚会在进行中。
One is that in the process of the fellowship meeting.
姊妹在那里听交通。
Sisters were listening to the fellowship, the
sharing. 她不听不明白。
They do not understand.
那结果呢？
And in the end.
她就也许就问隔壁的，哎，那个弟兄交通什么？
Perhaps she will ask the one sitting next to him, her, and say, "What is this brother sharing?"
那个说话的人是究竟说什么？
What is he really speaking?
那这种情形，圣灵的话在那里是这样说：不明白，回家再问你的弟兄。
Under these sort of situations, the Holy Spirit tells us that if you don't understand, go home and ask your brother.
不要再。聚会进行的时候，你在那里开小组会议。
Do not have a small subgroups in the meeting while it is in progress.
另外一种情形呢
？Another situation.
这个姊妹也许她是觉得我认识很多。
Maybe this sister, she feels that she knows a lot.
我经历也不少。
My experience, I have a lot of it too.
现在交通的这一个人，他在那里。胡说八道。
And now this brother who is sharing, he's just speaking nonsense.
那结果他就跟前后左右的人在那里批评那个讲话的弟兄。
So she's criticizing this brother or sister with the people sitting next to her.
所以圣灵在那里说话，就是说。
So what the Holy Spirit there is saying,
只是你是先知吗？
Is it only you who is a prophet?
别人就不是先知吗？
And the others are not?
只有你说的话是对吗？
Only you say things are right?
是在这种情形的底下。
It is under these circumstances.
圣灵就说。
The Holy Spirit says,
姊妹在会中，妇女在会中说话原是可耻的。
And that the woman speaking in a meeting is shameful.
因为再往下去，
Because if you go on,
就说到次序的问题了。
It talks about the order of things.
很明显就说到一切都要按照次序规规矩矩而行。
And that everything should be done in order, in an orderly way.
所以那大段的话说到并没有说姊妹不可以。
So in the end we see that it did not say that sisters cannot.
但是在教会的里边呢，
But in the church,
的确是弟兄说话比姊妹说话多，公开的，站长台的。
And those who are really speaking publicly on the platform, really more brothers do that than sisters.
这里又包含一些个问题在哪里？
There we see some other problems.
一个是恩赐的问题。
One is the issue of gifts.
一个是负担的问题。
One is the issue of burden.
但是有些时候我们明明也看到有些姊妹恩赐的确是很好。
But sometimes we do see that the sisters do have gifts.
属灵的经历也是非常的宝贝。
And very precious spiritual experience.
但是他们就是没有多站讲台。
But they do not often have the opportunity to speak.
这就回到最开始我们所说的那个问题。
It comes back to the original question in the beginning.
虽然弟兄是弱了一点，
although the brothers may be weak,
但是如果我们在神面前是学习神给我们的功课，
but if we learn the lessons which God gives us,
我们还是说姊妹可以隐藏一点。
We still say that sisters can be slightly hidden.
弟兄嘛，就多出头一点。
So that the brothers will come out a bit more.
你说这样很不公平。
You said this is not fair.
尤其是那些有恩赐的姊妹们，很不公平。
Especially it's not fair to those sisters who have gifts.
但是很稀奇的。
But strangely,
真的有这样的恩赐和具备这样的条件的姊妹，她们都不会争夺讲台的。
Those sisters who really have this gift, they will never seek to speak, to give a message publicly.
为什么？
Why?
他们看见神的那个安排。
They see the order established by God.
他们就服在神这个安排里。
They submit to the arrangements made by God.
在这一点事上，他们就站在一个得胜者的地位上。
And in this way, they stand in the position of an overcomer.
不是没有这个条件，并且那个条件是很好很好。
Not only that they have that qualification, they have very good qualifications.
但是我乐意隐藏。
But I am willing to hide behind.
因为主显明的意思是这样。
Because God has told us this is the way.
弟兄姊妹们，你就看见神得着这个人了。
You see that then that God laid hold of this person.
也许我们还有一些心思在哪里。
Maybe you have some other thoughts too.
那就不是浪费了这个有恩赐的姊妹吗？
Isn't this a waste of the gifts of the sister?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们必须要看清楚。
We need to see this clearly.
讲台的服事只不过是话语的知识里头的一个部分。
Speaking on giving a message on a platform is just one aspect of the ministry of the word.
不是所有的话语的服事都在其中。
This is not everything that the ministry of the word comprises.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
能运用我们属灵的那一份恩赐的机会是很多的。
There are many opportunities for us to use the gifts that's given to us.
不是只有讲台的。
Not only speaking, giving a message.
在教会的聚会，交通聚会里头。 是一个机会。
It is an opportunity in fellowship meetings.
你在儿童聚会里边带领，或者说在那个主日学的那个服事上面，这也是一个机会。
In opportunities in leading the children and teaching Sunday school.
连同个人的交通，给年幼的弟兄姊妹们的带领，这也是一个机会。
Also including personal fellowship and leading children and so on.
因此，如果我们真是有这样的恩赐，神也给我们这样的负担，我们的着眼点并不是单单的留意讲台的这一个点。
So if God gives us this gift and opportunity, it is not restricted to giving messages.
我们留意平常为什么弟兄比较机会多一点，姊妹少一点。
And if you pay attention, why there are more opportunities for brothers and less for sisters?
没有一个特别的原因。不是因为有一个特别的原因。
It is not because there are certain pressures.
而是因为看见神在教会中那个属灵上的安排。
It is because we see that God has made special spiritual orders in the church.
我想我就把这个事情这样和弟兄们交通一下。当然你要很明确更透彻的去领会这一方面，那还得需要自己在主面前有更多的寻求。
I hope that I have just given you a very general answer to this question, but if you want to deal with it in detail, you need to come before God.
如果我们带着一个愿意顺服神的一切的安排的心意的话，弟兄姊妹们，我们很容易领会许多的事情不是出自人意，乃是出自人对神的权柄的接受。
If you are willing to submit before the Lord, then you see that a lot of problems do not come from men's ideas, but from the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
好吧，是的，是你接下来吧，这个。
你话也在里面。
我想在这里哈，先回答弟兄姊妹的一个问题。
I would like to first answer one question from brothers and sisters.
当然，每一个弟兄姊妹提的问题都很宝贵。
Of course, every question raised by brothers and sisters are important, precious.
也都很重要。
And important.
不过呢，我想这个没有办法，这个一下通通答，所以还是按照一个次序啊。我觉得有些问题。应当先跟弟兄姊妹们交通的，我就先回答这些问题。
So I'll just arrange these questions in order, those which I think I should answer first, I will do that.
这里有几个问题呢，我想可以把它综合在一起啊，大概是差不多的这个意思。
There are several questions here which I would like to group together because they refer to more or less the same thing.
第一个问题呢，就是做话语执事，传递话语是需要灵的感动。但往往啊，自己的灵啊，代替神的灵的感动，如何分辨？
This question deals with that. In the ministry of the word, we need the moving of the Holy Spirit. But very often, our own spirit replaces the moving of the Holy Spirit. How can we distinguish these?
那这里还有同样的问题，就是说到，假使呢，我们里面呢还有这个魂的感觉啊的掺杂。这个怎么样来分辨？
How can we distinguish the moving of the soul and the spirit in ourselves?
那这里另外一个问题呢，哈，我想跟这个应该可以放在一起。
There's a question I think we can also put in together. How do we have more personal connection in life with God besides reading the Bible and prayer?
这个问题我想也摆在一起，等一下啊，这个中文先翻一下，就说我们如何能有哈更多个人的在生命中与神之间的这个关联啊，除了这个读圣经和读其他的这些书之外啊。
another question here. How can we be such that when you speak, it is from the Lord? And also a second question here, what are the kind of reading materials that may be useful for training one to be prepared for the ministry? For example, books by Watchman Nee, etc.
对不起，这个问题就是说，我们怎么样能确定说，这个你这个说话呢，就是从神，从主来的。 好，我想我把这些问题呢，把它综合在一起啊，一同有点交流。
I think I'll group these questions together and deal with it.
我们昨天已经讲到，当神借着人讲话的时候。Yesterday
we already mentioned that when God spoke through man.
那个程序的是叫神首先借着他的灵在我们的灵里面做感动的工作。The
process is this: first of all, God's Spirit will move us, the Spirit in us.
所以这里呢，因此就会产生一个问题：到底我们怎么知道这个感动是从灵来的，还是我们的魂呢，还是我们自己天然肉体的感觉呢？
So there is this question: how do we know that this is the Spirit of God moving within me, or it is the Spirit of my soul and my flesh moving me?
那我们知道这个问题啊，也是常常有很多粗心的弟兄姊妹们问的，就在生活里面，我怎么知道这个感动是出于主的，还是我自己的呢，或者是？ 是魂的感觉。
I think this is an issue which many young brothers and sisters often ask. When something moves in me, how do I know it is from God or from my soul or flesh?
的确，这是头一个我们在神跟前需要解决的问题。In
fact, the first problem we need to solve before God.
因为的确，我们常常有许多时候有混杂、有掺杂的光景出现。
Because we have very mixed feelings within us very often.
有时候我们这个天然的感觉、肉体这个冲动，我们把它变成了圣灵的感动。Very
often the feeling of the nature and the pressure, the urge of our soul, we mistake it for something coming from God.
不过大体上来讲，弟兄姊妹，当你要为神说话的时候，你们如果你没有这个冲动的感觉要讲的时候，这个时候最好你停一停。
Generally speaking, if there's a really a big urge for you to speak, at that moment of time, it's best for you just to hold on.
大多数时候，这种冲动的感觉呢，恐怕都是这个肉体和魂的感觉是比较多的。
Most times, when you have this great urge to do something, it could very often come from your own soul.
我有一次参加一个交通的聚会。
On one occasion, I was in a fellowship meeting, sharing meeting.
我就看见很多弟兄们大家抢着讲话。
We see that brothers and sisters were trying to speak.
有一个弟兄在上面正在讲的时候，就有一个弟兄上面正在讲的时候。And
then when one brother was speaking,
另外一个弟兄，我就看见他那个屁股已经离开椅子这样坐，他就。And
then I see that another brother already trying to get up to speak, ready to speak.
那意思说，等他一停，马上就冲上去了，这样。
Which means that he's waiting for the brother to stop, and then immediately he will try to come forward to speak.
那我想弟兄姊妹们，这样的说话一定不是出自圣灵的。Brothers,
I think that this sort of situation could not have come from the Holy Spirit.
这说明了我们里面有一种说话的欲望。 我们想要上去，发表我们自己的感觉。It
means that there's this urge from us to come out and speak out.
所以，凡是从这种冲动的感觉出来的东西，弟兄姊妹，我们要很小心。So,
brothers and sisters, whenever you have this urge from within yourself, then we need to be very careful.
我们要学习在主跟前说，主啊，我们要忍耐，要等一等。We
need to learn before the Lord to be patient and say, "Let's wait a minute."
因为你稍微沉淀一下的话呢，你里面会更清楚。If
you quieten down, then it will be more clear within you.
也有一次，有一个年轻的弟兄跑来跟我讲。Once
a young brother came to speak to me.
他说：“你看我读圣经有这么多亮光，都没有机会给我讲了。”You
see, I have so much light when I read the Bible. There's no opportunity for me to speak.
我说弟兄，你不用着急。And
I said to him, brother. Don't be impatient.
如果这些话是主托付给你的，主一定给你安排机会讲啊。
If these are the words that God has burdened you with, then God will give you an opportunity to speak.
所以在为主说话的事情上，切记的这种冲动啊。
So when you're speaking of God, you must remember to not to allow your personal urge to pressure you.
甚至有的时候呢，主给你一些的感动，说不定这些话是对你讲的，不是要叫你对别人讲的。
Sometimes you are so moved that it may be the word from God is God speaking to you and not asking you to relate it to others.
所以你得住这些亮光，你不能讲，也是很好，对不对？我感谢主，这主供应我的。
So if you have light from God, it is a good thing, isn't it? Because God has given this to you.
啊，我想我先首先呢，先做几个提醒啊。
Maybe I would give you a few reminders.
然后呢，我想我们回到这个问题，我们来谈一谈看如何分辨我们里面的感觉是出自圣灵的，或者出自魂的，或者出自肉体。
Then we'll come back to answer this question, the feeling inside you, whether it's from the Holy Spirit or from your soul and flesh.
我们都知道，在我们没有蒙恩得救之前，我们是有生命的人。
We all know that before we were saved, we are persons with life.
有生命就表示有感觉。
When you have life, we have feelings.
我们人的感觉是很丰富的。
Human feelings are very rich.
也很复杂。
And very complicated.
那么现在呢，你蒙恩得救的圣灵重生了之后呢，一个新的生命进来了。
Now you are saved and you are Holy Spirit is in you and a new life comes into you.
那么这个新的生命呢，也是有感觉的。
And this new life is has been dealt with also with feelings too.
我们知道今天神的灵住在我们的灵里面。
We know that the Spirit of God today lives in our spirit.
他就借着这个新生命的感觉引导我们。
Through the feeling of this new life, he leads us.
所以使徒约翰告诉我们说啊。
That's why the Apostle John tells us.
他说这个恩膏是真的，不是假的。
This anointing is true, not fake.
那就说如果你是一个蒙恩得救的人，你一定知道现在有个新的生命的感觉在你里面。
If you are a person really saved by grace, you will really know that there's a new feeling in you.
如果你还没有这个感觉呢，证明你恐怕还没得救呢。
If you do not have that feeling, it probably proves that you have not yet been saved.
只要你是一个得救的人
，As long as you are someone who's been saved,
这个恩膏在你里面就是真的，不是假的。
This anointing in you is real and not counterfeit.
那么现在呢，就是我们一个问题来了啊。
Now a question arises.
我们如何分辨是圣灵恩膏的带领，是我自己的感觉
？How do we know that it is the leading of the anointing spirit, or it is our own feeling inside?
我想这个呢，我们需要一点时间，需要在主面前一点的学习。
I think it needs time for us and to learn this.
因为在我们平常生活里面是这样，很多东西哈。这个你有了经验以后，你就比较能分辨，是吧？
Because in our daily life, we know that once we have experience, and it's easy for us to distinguish.
我比方我举个例子说明一下。
Let me give you an example.
我从前住西雅图的时候啊，那么我有一阵子我是住在这个 basement.
At one time when I was living in Seattle, I was living in a basement.
那么这个楼上呢，就正好是我们家的客厅。
The upstairs is our lounge.
所以我跟我姊妹两个人呢，在楼下，我们常常听见楼上有人走路。
So that when we were in the basement, my sister and I could hear people running, walking upstairs.
开头呢，嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣过去，我们也不知道是谁。
And at the beginning, it makes it sound bum bum bum. We do not know who they are.
但是住了几个月之后呢？
But after a few months,
这个很奇妙。你躺在床上听着上面走过，这一走，我就我爸爸过去了。
And then when you are lying in bed, you hear the noises upstairs. Then you realize these are the footsteps of our father.
过了一下，叮铃咣啷，儿子回来了。
And then after a while, you hear footsteps. You know that my son is.
我根本都不需要上去看，我就知道谁在上面走了。
We don't even need to know to go up to find out who he is. We know who they are.
那这个感觉怎么来？这是经验来的，对不对
？How do we get this impression? It is from experience.
因为神的灵住在我们的灵里面。
Because God's Spirit lives in our spirit,
他在我们的里面也运行。
He moves within our spirit, within us.
逐渐这个感觉呢会越来越明显。
And then gradually this feeling will become more evident.
所以有一个年长的侍奉主的人呢，他有这样的一个建议，我觉得是蛮好的。
So there's an elderly brother who has this opinion. I think it is a very good one.
他说，比方说，你现在有十次的感觉来了。
For example, now you have a feeling 10 times.
那么其实呢，中间呢，恐怕8次都是你自己的感觉，只有2次是圣灵的感动。
It may be that out of this 10, only 2 comes from the Holy Spirit.
当然有一个基本的点，我想我们都很知道了。
Maybe there's a basic thing we all know.
圣灵呢，绝对不会叫我们做坏事，对吧？
The Holy Spirit will never teach us to do wrong things.
你心里面有感觉想去骂人，那个一定不是圣灵的感动。
If you have a feeling inside you that you want to scold somebody, it could not have come from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们想这十次讲十次都是好的，都是好的感觉啊。
So if you have 10 feelings within you, all these 10 were good ones.
那对我们来讲，这实在太困难去分辨，对不对？
Then for us, it's so difficult to distinguish.
那我们的弟兄建议说呢，如果这十次都是好的，那么怎么样？你十次都顺服。
Then our brother suggests that if all these 10 feelings are good ones, then you obey.
那么至少怎么样呢？这十次里面你有2次的经验。
At least in these, among these 10 feelings, 2 of them are your experiences.
假使你十次都没顺服的话呢，这2次也漏掉了，对吧？
So if you do not submit to these 10 times, then you allow these 2 to get away.
那么你顺服了10次，结果有8次是不对的，有2次是对的。
If you submit 10 times, at least twice are right and 8 times are wrong.
哦，我们不要这个轻看这些失败的经历啊。
We must not look down upon these experience of failures in us.
其实，在基督徒的生活里面啊，从失败中学的经验。比从得胜中学的经验要来得多，对不对？
In fact, in our Christian life, the lessons that we learn from our failures are often more than what we learn from our successes.
我们基督徒的生活可以说是这个屡败屡战。
The Christian experience is that we failed again and again, and we fight again.
所以这个失败的也是一个经验。
So failure is an experience too.
那么下一次呢，可能就怎么样呢？十次里面有7次是我们自己的感觉，有3次呢是圣灵的带领。
So the next time when you have 10 feelings, it may be that 7 times of these feelings comes out from ourselves, and 3 times are from the Holy Spirit.
然后逐次的、慢慢的，你就对于圣灵给你的这个感动呢，就比较能够分辨。
Then gradually you will be able to discern.The feeling of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，这个对于圣灵的感动的工作，这是一生在主面前学的功课。
Brothers and sisters, this trying to discern the feeling of the leading of the Holy Spirit is a lesson that we learn throughout our lives.
即使再老练、再属灵的人呢，都可能犯错啊。
Yeah, because even the most experienced person could be wrong.
但是呢，至少我们在主跟前要肯学。
But at least we need to have this attitude that we are willing to learn before the Lord.
让圣灵在我们的里面不断地教导我们。
Allowing the Holy Spirit to continuously teach us.
慢慢的呢，弟兄姊妹，你里面就能分辨出来了啊，这是圣灵的声音，啊，这个是我这个魂里面的自己的感觉。
Then gradually you'll be able to discern whether this comes from the Holy Spirit or this is just a feeling of our soul.
所以特别在话语的服事上面
especially in a ministry of the word,
我们非常需要圣灵在我们里面有这个清楚的这种引导。
We really need the Holy Spirit initially leading us.
所以第一个就是我们在主跟前我们需要有基本有一个学习的态度。
And that is therefore the first point is that we need basically to have this attitude of willing to learn.
关于这个感觉的问题啊，我想我再举个例子说明一下。
About this issue of feeling, I think I use another example.
这是一个很有趣的问题。
A very interesting thing.
我们从前有一个弟兄啊。
Before we have a brother.
他去当兵的时候。
He went to become a soldier.
结果呢，一下被分到什么？分配到这个通讯部队里去。
And then he was assigned to a communication group.
那么就是专门呢负责要打这个无线电报。
And he was, they had specialized in sending radio messages.
因为从前那个无线电报，我们知道用那个按的哒哒哒哒哒哒哒。
We know that years ago the radio messages were by Morse code.
然后你要拿一个耳机这么听。
And then you need a earphone to listen.
那跟这个友军之间呢，你这个相互之间通信息。
So that between two groups of soldiers you communicate.
所以当他头一次把那个耳机一拿上来的时候啊。
So the first time he put on his earphone,
哎呀，把他吓坏了。
He was really frightened.
这个里面声音非常多啊。
There was all kinds of noises there.
有的时候用个无线电台，那些什么电台的声音啊。
Some are from radio stations.
里面还有这个宇宙线的声音。
There are sounds from the universe.
哇，叽叽喳喳，叽叽喳喳。
A lot of noises there.
哎呀，他听着吓坏，他这个我怎么能做呢
？And he was so frightened. He said, "How can I undertake this job?"
旁边一个老兵跟他讲，不用怕，不用怕。
And then an old soldier came to tell him, "Don't be afraid."
慢慢来。
Do it gradually.
你慢慢听。
And listen slowly.
因为我们知道这个打这个无线电报哈，你看起来好像就是光这么按哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒啊这样。
Because he superficially, you just see them pressing this key, da 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 da.
但是他是每一个人呢，每一个人的手的轻重都不一样的。
But the weight of the finger on the key for every person is different.
所以这个老兵就教他了，说你听啊，中间有一个声音，哒滴滴哒哒，哎，那个是他。
And then you say, you just listen carefully, and after a while, you'll be able to distinguish that particular sound.
然后呢，他就在那里仔细的听啊，听啊，哇，杂碎杂七杂八的声音这样。
And、
然后就中间听见了一个声音，这个哒滴滴哒哒这样子。
And then he listened, and there were so many other noises, but amongst those, he was able to hear this particular sound.
以后他就把注意力专门集中在这个点上。
And then he concentrates his attention to this.
几个月之后啊
，After a few months，
那不管这个耳机里面有多少的杂音啊，他只听那一个声音啊。
No matter how much interference there is in the earphone, he could hear that particular sound.
弟兄姊妹，我们也需要学会啊，听圣灵带领的这个声音。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn to be able to listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
哇，有时候你们发现，当有时候我们跪下来祷告说，这不祷告还好啊，这个一安静祷告，嚯，这个里面的声音之多啊。
So when we kneel down to pray, unless we don't pray, once we pray, there are so many other thoughts in.That comes up.
哎呀，多少的感觉混杂在里面哈。
And so many different feelings, assorted feelings inside us.
啊，你说不仅弟兄姊妹感觉，太太的感觉在里面，这个岳父岳母这个什么感觉，一大堆的。
The feeling of our brothers and our families and our in-laws, all these thoughts were in us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在祷告时，我们安静，我们学习听那一个声音，滴答答滴滴。人家听这个啊
，Brothers and sisters, when we kneel down to pray, we need to learn to listen to that voice, particularly.
年日久了，弟兄姊妹们，自然你就慢慢会越来越老练。
Over the years, I'm sure, brothers and sisters, you'll be more experienced.
那么你听这个声音的时候呢，你就比较能够有一个分辨。
And that it'll be easier for you to discern that particular voice.
所以我们怎么知道我们今天说主的话是？从圣灵来的呢
？So how can we discern that what we say is from the Holy Spirit？
你怎么知道这个话是主所托付你要说的呢
？How do we know that these are the words that God has burdened you with to speak？
弟兄姊妹们，你需要在主的跟前有这样的一个学习。
Brothers and sisters, you need to have this lesson before the Lord。
我们再说，这是非常重要的一件事情。
I think this is a very important issue。
所以。这个约翰告诉我们说，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
So that's why John tells us that anointing is true and not counterfeit.
今天呢，有很多神的百姓呢，忽略在这一方面，在主跟前的这个学习。
Today many brethren neglect this lesson to learn.
我们昨天讲了，人以为讲道呢，就是一种知识的传递。
Yesterday we mentioned that we think that ministering the word is just a passing on of knowledge.
我们晓得这个，在这样的一种的感觉思想底下，产生很多的错误。
We know that a lot of mistakes came out of these wrong way of thinking.
所以我们要防备啊，在这个末了的时代。
So at the this days of last days, we need to be careful.
仇敌有一面非常厉害的工作，就是混乱神的话语。
The enemy is doing a intense work to confuse the word of God.
因为我们知道主的话不仅是我们生命的粮，是我们里面的供应，也是我们路上脚前的灯，路上的光，对不对？
Because we know the word of God is not only our spiritual food and our supply, but also the light in our.
如果神的话语被混乱，
if God's word is confused,
教会的光景就没有办法维持正常。
Then the condition in the church cannot be maintained in a normal way.
我们晓得今天我们所处这个世代，这是一个严重的问题，对教会。
We know that this is a serious problem in the church in this era.
我们特别感觉哈，因为现在呢，因为这个科技的发达，知识的发展啊，这种对教会所产生的影响冲击是非常厉害的。
We know that because of the technology advance and all the scientific knowledge, the attack of the church from this point is very important.
我们晓得今天这个时代啊，是人类的知识空前发达的一个时代。
We know that this is an era where the human knowledge is really extremely developed.
啊，所以也可以说呢，这个人文主义。对教会产生最大冲击的一个时代。
And that is where we see humanism is in direct conflict in a most serious way.
人的智慧，人的许多经验啊，很容易就被带到这个教会的讲台上去。
It is very easy to bring man's knowledge and wisdom to the pulpit.
而如果我们没有一点点的分辨力的话呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们不知道要受多少的这种亏损。
If we do not have this wisdom of discerning, then we will be losing out a lot.
我们从前一个年长的姊妹啊，有很多年长的认识的，那个侯小姐和侯老姊妹。
There are sister, elderly sister Ho, who many of us would know.
我记得我们年轻的时候，她有时候在属灵上帮助我们。
We know that when we're young, she often helped us spiritually.
哎呀，她常常摇头叹气。
She always shook her head and sighed.
她说我们山东人呢，她山东人，我们山东人很喜欢吃韭菜。
She's from Shantung, and she said, people from Shantung likes to eat leek.
但是那个韭菜呢，跟草啊差不多，看起来差不多一样。
But leek and grass, they look almost the same.
我们都知道韭菜是可以吃的，草不能吃的，对不对？
We all know that leek can be eaten, but not grass.
但今天在教会里面，很多人拿了草来了，基督徒还吃得津津有味。你看。
And today, a lot of people, when they are brought, they eat grass and they think they're still tasty.
所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候因为我们不能分辨呢，我们把草当作韭菜吃掉了。
It's because we cannot discern. That's why we eat grass as if they are leek.
哎呀。我看现代的情况比他在世情况来得更严重。
I think in this time the problem is even more serious than her time.
在座特别青年的弟兄姊妹们。
Those are here, especially the young brothers and sisters.
我想我要很郑重地提醒你们。
I want to remind you very solemnly.
因为年轻人呢，我们受过了一些的教育之后，我们对知识我们有特别一种偏爱。
Because we have a good education, we somehow we really like knowledge.
所以我们很容易在主的话语的这些教导上面偏重知识的面。
So we it's very easy for us to lean on knowledge when we talk about the word.
我们忽略了那个生命的这一面。
And neglect the aspect of life.
所以我看见有好多，有时候我偶尔我有去参加一些的聚会，我看见那些讲到的都是满足人知识的欲望。
So I have attended many meetings, and we see that many meetings there they are satisfied men's needs.
跟你去世界上的人那种演讲会的那个演讲的那个感觉是差不多的。
The feeling we have is very much like when we hear a public speaking in the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要明白，神的话是我们生命的粮食，是灵里面的粮食。
Brothers and sisters, we must realize that the word of God is our spiritual food.
啊，耶利米这样说，先知耶利米这样说，耶和华，我得着你的话，就当作食物吃了。
And the prophet Jeremiah said, Lord, I have received your word and I eat it.
所以如果今天你从讲台上所领受的话，不能达到你的灵，不能进入你的生命，弟兄姊妹们，那个不会产生属灵的果效。
So today, if God's word came into you, it does not become life, then it will not have a spiritual effect in you.
难怪今天的基督徒啊，我看见有的这个头越来越大。
So today we see the Christians, their head become great, bigger and bigger.
我记得年轻的时候啊，你们也有人认识张玉兰弟兄啊。
And when we were young, a lot of us knew Zhang Yulan.
他写了三本很有名的福音的书籍。
He wrote three very well-read gospel books.
圣经是神所默示的吗？
The scripture inspired by God.
耶稣是神的儿子吗？
Is Jesus the Son of God?
还有一本什么？到底有没有神呢？
Is there really God?
我很年轻的时候曾经有一次听过他讲道。
When I was very young, I heard him speak.
啊，我们一到那个聚会，你看他挂了一个很大的一幅图画。
And when we come to the meeting, I see a big drawing being hung up.
那个图画呢，就画了一个人很大的一个头。
And on the painting is a big head of a human being.
然后旁边两个大耳朵。
And then two big ears.
然后呢，很小的眼睛。
And a very small eyes,
很小的嘴
and very small mouth,
小手小脚
and small hands and legs.
那个时候因为我们这个年纪轻嘛，大家这句不晓得他要做什么，弄这么一幅图画出来。
At that time we were so young, we didn't really understand why he draw that sort of painting.
后来他出来说，你看见这幅图画吗？
And then he said, do you see this drawing?
这是现代的基督徒。
This is the modern day Christian.
喜欢听道，头很大。
They like to listen to the messages, and their head is so big.
你看，手很小，脚很小。
They said their hands and feet are so small.
我印象很深啊。
It gave me a very deep impression.
因为年长的弟兄呢，他要这个教导我们这些青年弟兄姊妹。
Because the elder brother wants to teach us young brothers and sisters.
我经过这么多年过来了，我越想越觉得他很有道理啊。
And after all these years, the more I thought about it, I thought the more reason he had to do this.
所以，尤其我们今天年纪轻的人，我们偏向于这种知识的，要特别的小心。
And therefore, young brothers and sisters who now are inclined to go for knowledge, we need to be very careful.
我们说要追求是灵里面光景的这个美好。
What we need to go after, pursuit after, is this condition of our spiritual condition inside.
因为一切属灵的事情啊，都是从我们里面的灵开始的。
Because all spiritual things start from the spirit inside us.
特别在话语的服侍上面，是从我们的灵开始。
Especially in the ministry of the word, it starts from our spirit.
所以我想我在这里啊，再强调一下。
So I need to emphasize here once again.
这个教会中话语的执事是灵的活动。
The ministry of the word in the church is the activity of the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你要牢记这个，尤其青年弟兄姊妹要牢记这个，话语的服事是灵的活动。
Young brothers and sisters, you need to remember this firmly in your mind that
不是知识，不是口才。
The ministry of the word is the activity of the spirit, not your eloquence or your knowledge.
我们希望我们能在这个点上能有一个很清楚的一个分辨。
We need to distinguish and discern this very clearly.
弟兄姊妹，即使你没有机会讲道，主也没有给你恩赐讲道。
Even you do not have the opportunity to speak, and God did not give you that opportunity.
但至少你听道也不会听错。
At least you will not be wrong when you listen.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
所以我们今天要让我们灵里面的光景能够兴旺起来。
We need to have a fervent condition in our spiritual condition in us.
所以当你的灵里面的光景开始成长的时候，我想自然的在这些圣灵的感动、这些分辨上面来讲，就十分的容易。
When your spiritual condition inside you improves, then this will become an easier issue for you.
所以因此呢，在我们基督徒个人的生活里
，So in our daily Christian life,
除了我们这个读经 祷告之外，
aside from reading the Bible and praying，
我们要更多的能与这个生命相连，你就必须要顺服圣灵在里面的带领。
If we need to have this more closely related to our life, then we need the leading of the Holy Spirit。
罗马书第八章哈。第一节有很重要的话。
Romans chapter 8 verse 1 is a very important verse.
他说：“赐生命圣灵的律在我们里面释放了我们。”
The law that gives life has released us.
那个意思就是说，圣灵呢，根据神的律，根据神的话，在这里怎么样，把生命赐给我们。
And that is to say, the Holy Spirit, according to the law of life, have given us life.
所以，一方面你好好读圣经，好好祷告。
So on the one hand, you read the Bible carefully and pray carefully.
另外呢，容让圣灵把主的话解开。
And allow the Holy Spirit to open up the Word for you.
然后他就把隐藏在基督里面那个丰盛的生命呢释放出来。
Then he will release to you the life that is hidden in Christ.
所以我们在读经祷告之外，我们需要好好的顺从圣灵在里面的引导。
So aside from reading the Bible and praying, we need to submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我想我这个问题应该回答都回答完了。
I think I have covered this question.
好不好？
你全部回答完了，你全部都完了，你全部都完了。
妹妹全部。
没有。
街上还有一些就是很具体的，是就可以很简略的，时间省，不必花太多的时间可以提到。
Some very practical questions, but we don't need to spend too much time.
这里有这里提到的说，我们用什么样的角度和心思来阅读属灵的书籍
？What sort of attitude need we have when we read spiritual books？
因着这个引出下边的问题，可否用所得到的话，就是从书本里边得到的话，与弟兄姊妹们分享
？And the this lead to another question is that can I share with other brothers and sisters what we learn from these books？
因为我们担心。不同的作者有不同的领会与看见。
Because we are concerned that different writers will have different thoughts on different things and different, they look at things at different angles.
我想弟兄姊妹，这个问题是很容易解决的。
Brothers and sisters, I think it's a very easy question for us to deal with.
就像头天我跟弟兄姊妹交通的时候已经提到，你就是一个交通的态度去阅读属灵的书籍。
And that is what I said.Just now, that you use a spirit of sharing fellowship to share these things.
你怎么和弟兄姊妹们交通，你就怎么样读属灵的书籍。
How you share with brothers and sisters, that is the way how you should read spiritual books.
那天我就特别提到了，只不过是时间上不同，就是出现在那个交通的对象，只是时间上的不同。
And in the sharing of fellowship, it is only the question of time there.
但是在交通的那个实际里边还是一样的。
And in the actual practicalities of sharing, it is still the same.
今天我和孙弟兄面对面的交通。
Today I share fellowship with brother Sun face to face.
可不可以说我在读他呢
？Sorry.
我在读他 I'm reading him.
And in a way, I'm reading for him.
那弟兄姊妹很容易了。
Brother and sister, it's very simple.
我跟弟兄交通，那我是在读他。
When I'm sharing with brother son, I'm reading him.
他也在读我。
And he's reading me.
这是面对面的。
This is face to face.
但是你读过去一些属灵的书籍呢？
And when you read spiritual books which written in the past,
已经过去了的那些弟兄们呢？
Those brothers have already passed away.
所不同的就时间上的不同。
The difference is the difference in time.
你没有那个环境面对面。
You are not dealing with it face to face.
但是你还是在那里眼睛对着那些文字，还是面对面。
But you are faced with his writings, you are still face to face with the author.
所以你存着一个读。一个交通的心情。
So when you have an attitude of sharing,
和态度去读属灵的书籍就对。
If you read it in that way, that is the right way.
但是你说我从属灵的书籍上面领会了一点的光。
But we say though I have some light after reading a spiritual book.
或者说受了一点的吸引。
Or I've been attracted.
觉得很帮很得帮助
，and feel that I'm greatly helped。
那我能不能把那个我的感觉交通给弟兄姊妹们呢
？Would it be right for me to share what I see with other brothers and sisters？
我看没有什么不可以的。
I think it should not be impossible。
但是你说我那我担心有一些不同的作者，他们有一些不同的见解。那个时候不是搞得乱七八糟了吗
？But I'm worried that different authors have different ideas and opinions for certain subject. Would that confuse people?
弟兄姊妹们，你记得保罗跟教会说了那么一些话。
Brothers and sisters, you remember that Paul said this to the church.
叫你们效法我们，不可过于圣经所记的。
You imitate us should not be more than what the word of God says.
那这也就回到一个分辨的问题。
This answers a question of discernment.
刚才孙弟兄就说到灵里头的分辨的问题。
Just now, brother son, deal with the discernment in the spirit.
现在是说到一些领会上的分辨的问题。
Now it is a discernment of what you understand.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要留意一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pay attention to one issue.
如果是敬畏神的人
If you are one who fear God,
他们在神面前所寻求、所明白的
What they seek after and understand before God,
在真理的原则上一定不会有冲突的
There will not be any contradiction in truth.
但是你说明明就是有一些事情是不完全一致的
But you see, you say there's evidently something which is not, which everyone agrees.
啊，明显的说一个例子，弟兄姊妹常常听到，说到教会被提，那究竟教会是怎么样被提呢
？And just use an illustration, a topic which often comes up about the rapture of the church. How is the church to be raptured?
是全体呢，还是局部呢
？The whole church or partly?
是在前还是在后呢
？Before the tribulation or post tribulation or age?
是一次的提去了，还是多次的提去呢
？Once or many times?
你说这不是就是不同了吗
？Aren't these the differences?
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要体会。
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand.
这是对经文的解说的问题。
This deals with the interpretation of the scriptures.
解说到这些细则上的事情，是有许多的不完全一致。
Yes, there are differences of opinion when we deal with the details of these issues.
那弟兄姊妹，你看得到的。
But what you can see, brothers and sisters,
原则是。一样
The principle remains the same.
因为最低限度在这摆在我们面前，教会要被提。
But because the big issue in front of us is that the church will be raptured.
这个是大前提。
This is the precondition.
所以被提的那个经历是怎样？这个是解经上的一些个差别。
As to the experience of how the rapture is going to take place, it is the interpretation of the scriptures.
你说就是因为有差别，我们就糟糕了吗？
And you say, well, because of these differences, then we are in trouble.
弟兄姊妹们，不必担心这一个。
Brothers and sisters, don't worry about these things.
因为神的话提醒我们，从来没有叫我们听从某一个人的话作为绝对的标准。
Because God tells us we never listen to what one person say and use that as our absolute standard.
那这就说是为什么神也允许这许许多多不同的解经的见解摆在那里呢
？And this explains why God allows so many different interpretations to exist.
这也是神给我们学习的一个功课。
This is a lesson which God wants us to learn too.
因为弟兄姊妹，你看哥林多前书十四章。
If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14,
那里是就是说到交通聚会的交通。
It tells us about the sharing in our fellowship.
那里就提醒我们。
It reminds us that
听的人。要慎思明辨
，that those who listen we need to discern clearly。
那里老早就提醒我们，并不是说这个是交通聚会，是主在当中的，圣灵也在管理，所以交通聚会里头所有的话我们都听得进去。
Now you cannot say that oh because this is a sharing meeting, the Holy Spirit is there, therefore whatever is being shared there, we have to totally accept。
但弟兄姊妹，问题不是。会有一些的不一致。
Brothers and sisters, the question is not that there are difference of opinions.
不是神在那里不管理。
It is not that God is not controlling them.
但是神实在是在那有管理。
God really has control over them.
但是问题就在我们这个人并不是都是属灵人。
But the problem is that not many, all of us are spiritual men.
所以我们还是会有不够准确的地方。
So we still have issues where we're not accurate.
是主的话提，主的话就提醒我们要慎思明辨。
So the Lord's word reminds us that we need to discern carefully.
正如刚才孙弟兄特别交通到了。
Just like what Brother Sun has particularly mentioned,
在灵的分辨上，我们要操练。
To be able to exercise our discernment in the spirit,
在听话的事上也得要有操练。
In order to be able to listen to other things, we need to have exercising to learn as well.
我们常常听到有一些弟兄姊妹们就说：“哎呀，我得了什么启示？”
Oh, we often hear brothers and sisters, "Oh, I've got a revelation."
因为他一这样就摆出来，你还有什么话讲呢？
Once he already made that statement, what else can you say?
圣灵给了我启示，你是什？你是谁呢？你敢来阻挡这个启示？
It's a revelation from God to me. What else can you say?
弟兄姊妹，不是这样。
Brothers and sisters, it doesn't work that way. You have to pay attention.
是，大概是西正弟兄的交通吧，见识聚会。
I think it was Brother Christian Chen.
Sharing here. 提到一件事情。
He very clearly mentioned this.
圣灵所做的工一定不会和神的真理相反的。
If it's the work of the Holy Spirit, it will never contradict the truth of God.
就像孙弟兄刚才也提，圣灵是带领，绝对不会叫你去做坏事的。
Just like what Brother Sun shared just now, the Holy Spirit will not teach you to do evil things.
我们常说那我们是在恩膏的教训的底下，那我们就跟随恩膏的教训。
We say that since we are under the anointing, of the Spirit, then we just follow that.
这个话完全对。
This is completely correct.
但是我们必须要看准。
But we need to be able to discern clearly.
恩膏的教训和神已经说过的话，就是神说从前所说的话，不会矛盾的。
There can never be any contradiction between the leading of the anointing spirit and the word which God has written in the past.
你留意到约翰一书二章说到恩膏教训的那句话。
When we think about 1 John chapter 2, the verse about the anointing, the teaching of the anointing.
从什么事上开始的呢？
From when did it start?
论到你们从前所听见的话。
It is referring to what you have heard previously.
那是二十四节。
That's verse 24.
那底下就引出了恩膏的教训。
And then it leads out the phrase, the teaching of the anointing spirit.
你们从前所听过的话，也许你现在忘了。
What you have heard before, maybe you have forgotten now.
也许你现在没有模模糊糊，没有很大的把握。
Maybe you have a hazy memory now, you don't completely remember.
但是你不需要担心。
But don't worry about it.
圣灵会在你里边提醒你。
The Holy Spirit will remind you.
这一个提醒就是撒文所说的恩膏的教训。
That reminding is the teaching of the anointing spirit.
不必担心说那怎么样呢？
So you need worry what to do.
你不能说阿门了，你就不必交通出去。
If you can't say amen, then don't share it.
你里面很阿门的，你为什么不可以跟弟兄姊妹交通呢？
If you could say amen inside, why can't you share with others?
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
就算我们交通，我们没有分辨，我们交通出去，弟兄们会分辨，他来帮助我来脱离那个含糊，那不是件好事吗？
Even though if we do not discern it ourselves, when we share it, other brothers will be able to discern and they will help us. Isn't that a good thing to do?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我顺带在这里把另外一个也扎进去。
I will add something else here.
虽然剩下时间不多，还得留给孙弟兄一些。
Although we don't have much time, we
have to do something. 有一个问题是这样，教会邀请我去当主日学老师。
If the church invites me to become a Sunday school teacher,
我就觉得现在我还不够预备好。
I feel that I'm not prepared at the moment.
我说甚至我不够资格。
And I feel that I'm not qualified.
那我究竟要怎样呢
？What shall I do？
我要答应呢，还是不答应呢？还是怎么去寻求神明白我是不是要接受这样的一个话语的服侍呢
？Shall I say yes or no, or shall I wait for the Lord to tell me whether I should accept this service？
那弟兄姊妹们，我们开始学习服侍的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when you start to learn how to serve，
我很坦白的讲
，I speak very plainly，
因为这是我自己走过来的
，Because that is my experience。
你起初的时候，你没有办法肯定你是什么恩赐的，你不要说我有什么恩赐。
In the beginning, you are not aware of what gifts you have. Don't say that I have such and such a gift.
你也不要说我有负担，或是我没有负担，我不管这个。
And never say that you have such a burden or you do not have such a burden.
在我们起初学习服事的时候啊
，When you begin to learn how to serve，
你绝对没有把握你的服事的。重点在哪里？你的恩赐是怎样？你都没有把握的。
You never have the assurance what your gift is and what you can do.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
主呼召我们出来，不是说特别做全时间服事的。
God called us not specially to serve Him full time.
乃是对着我们每一个人。
And it is applies to everyone.
我们被召出来就是为了服事他。
When we've been called out, God's purpose is for us to serve Him.
就问我怎么知道我有什么恩赐呢
？And many, very often, brothers and sisters will ask, "How do I know what gifts I have?"
我就对他们说
，And I say to them,
你有服事就去嘛。
If you have the opportunity to serve, you just go ahead.
你服事了一会儿，你就会发觉你是什么恩赐。
And after a while, you will know what gifts you have.
你就服事嘛。
You just go ahead and serve.
弟兄姊妹，服事也是一个很重要的事啊。
Brother and sister, serving the Lord is an important thing.
你不要弄清楚我是什么恩赐、什么负担，我才去服事。
Don't wait until you see, don't say that. Wait until I'm clear what gifts I have, then I will serve.
你就按照神给你的机会，你去服事。
You just serve according to the opportunity which God gives you.
在服事里头，你就会知道你是在哪一方面主要用你。
And as you serve, then God will let you know in what area God wants you to serve.
一个很重要的事实，就算你一起初就有恩赐。
And a very important thing is that just to say that in the very beginning you have this gift.
如果那个恩赐不是好好的操练、操练、操练
，If that gift is not exercised in the right way,
那个操练，那个恩赐不会老练的。
That gift will not become an experienced one.
甚至是会收缩的。
And it will shrink and contract.
我想弟兄姊妹们在比方碰到那种情形，你说那我要答应呢，还是不答应呢？答应自己背个重担，不答应又好像过不去。弟兄姊妹们不必存这样的疑虑。
Brothers, sisters, when you come to this situation, you are having to decide whether you are going to serve or not. Don't worry about it, because that difficulty will pass away.
你必须看到一件事情。
But you need to see one thing.
教会的负责弟兄们
，those who are the responsible brothers in the church.
他为什么不叫别人是叫你呢
？Why didn't he not ask somebody else and ask you?
他们也是经过一阵长时间的观察，觉得你在这一方面会有主的恩典。
It is because they have observed you for a certain amount of time and realize that you have a certain gift in a certain area.
所以在这种情形的底下，你祷告没有拦阻，你就接过来吧。
So under these conditions, if you pray and there seem to be no obstacle, then you accept it.
你说我糊里糊涂接过来，当过了一阵子，我就发觉不对了，怎么办
？Oh, you say, well, if I just accept it like this without thinking, and after a while I find it is a burden, then what shall I do?
退下来不好意思，没面子。
If I leave it, then it's bad because it will lose face.
不退下来又背重担。
And if I don't stop, I'm giving myself a burden.
弟兄姊妹不需要有这种挂虑。
Brother says, don't worry about these things.
真实的在教会生活里边服侍主。
应当是很自然的事。
It should be a very natural thing for us to serve the Lord in the church.
不要把世界上的那一套的习惯也好、心思也好、观念也好，混到那个侍奉的事上面去。
Don't let the ideas of the world, come into your service.
找一个比较重的。
对不起啊，弟兄姊妹，这个时间实在是不够用，我们已经过了时间了。
Brother and sister, I'm sorry that we have already passed a lot of time.
这里还有好几个问题呢，不晓得是不是应该要答。
There are still quite a few questions. I don't know if
或者我快快的啊，用
最
简单的话答两个问题。
And answer it very simply.
啊，第一个问题呢，就是说哈，昨天我们讲到这个，在初学讲道的时候。我们要注重的是这个简单、清晰和整齐啊，在主的话语上面。
Yesterday we mentioned that when we start to learn how to share the ministry of the word, we need to organize ourselves in a clear and complete way, simple, clear and complete way.
他就说呢，问说呢，有没有什么因素呢？是就说 一篇好的完整的讲道呢，到底有什么特别的因素吗？还是我们要寻求些其他什么吗？
Are there certain elements that make up a good sermon, or are there other factors that we need to consider?
我想昨天我提到这几个点，只是一个建议啊，这不是圣经的真理的教导，只是一个建议。
I need to mention that what I mentioned yesterday are just suggestions and not what the Bible the biblical truth.
作为我们初操练为主讲话的人一个一点点的这个准则就是。
It is just some standards we can take into consideration when we first learn how to serve.
我们怎么样在教会中能够判定说这篇道是好是不好呢
？How can we say that a particular message is good or bad？
我想在启示录。第十九章第十节有这样的一句话。
In Revelation chapter 19 verse 10, there's such a verse.
那句话呢，原文的意思就是先知的灵就是耶稣基督的见证。
The spirit of the prophet is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们晓得先知就是受灵感替神说话。
It is the prophets moved by the spirit speaking for God.
所以任何一篇道，不管它长或短，只要是耶稣基督的见证，那个都是好道。
So a message, whether it's long or short, as long as it is a testimony for Christ, it is a good one.
我想这是完整的道的最重要的一个因素。
A good message, the most important factors.
因为我们讲道不是发表我们自己的思想，发表我们的主意，我们讲道是为主耶稣基督做见证。
Because when we give a message, it is not to express our thoughts and our theories, but to be a testimony for Christ.
好，我想我简单的回答一下就可以。
I think this is a simple answer.
还有呢，就昨天哈，因为我们讲到说这个为神说话跟替神说话有点区别。
Yesterday I mentioned that speaking on behalf of God and speaking for God, what is the difference between that?
所以这里有个问题，就是说能不能稍微再解释一点
？Can we? The question is, can we just expand this a little bit?
我很简单的说哈。这个替神说话呢，就是你说话之前你有问过神。
And when I said speaking on behalf of God, it is before we speak, we must ask God.
这个为神说话呢，你就可能没有问过神，你就自己讲了。
And speaking for God, maybe that we have not seek God's idea, and then we speak.
在四福音书里面有一个小小的例子啊，可以用来说明一下。
And there's a small example in the four gospels that we can use to illustrate.
你看有一次一个收丁税的人呢，跑来。找主耶稣，结果就问彼得了，对吧？
There was an occasion where a tax collector came and asked the Lord Jesus, and he said to Peter,
你们的夫子要不要纳丁税呀？
Hey, does your teacher have to pay tax?
彼得像我们有很多人有这个难处，就是根本没问主人，纳，就回答他了，对不对？
And Peter, like many of us, without consulting the Lord, said, "Yup."
结果呢？糟糕，一摸身上没钱。
And then he found that he has no money in it within pocket.
只好赶快回到后面去找主了。
So he quickly went back to asked the Lord.
你们都记得这个故事啊。
You all know this story.
我想很多时候我们都有这种冲动啊。
And very often we have this sort of urge.
所以这个为神说话跟替神说话啊，这个有很大的不同。
So speaking for God and speaking on behalf of God is different.
我这里啊，我写下了几个重要的点呢、啊，我想也是作为我们今天哈、啊、为主说话。的人要特别的被提醒。
And I've written down a few points, and these are the points which we need pay attention when we speak for him.
这里有几个很错误的想法。
Several mistaken concepts.
第一个想法就是，今天呢，神不说话了，我来为他说，我来说。
And one is that, well, God is not speaking today, so I'll speak for him.
这是头一个错误啊。
This is the first mistake.
还有第二个点呢。
Secondly.
就是。好，神说完了，神说完了吗？我们来为他解释解释。
And God has spoken, let us explain and amplify.
弟兄姊妹们，这都是很大的错误。
These are great mistakes.
在旧约西番雅书里面有这样的一句话。
In the Old Testament, the book of letter, the prophecy of Zephaniah, there's this word.
那里说祭司强解律法。
And that is a prophet, explaining out of context the law.
所以我们知道。以色列人后来呢，他们为什么的光景会越来越偏离呢？就是祭司们呢强解神的话语。
We know why the condition of the Israelites were worse and got worse and worse because the priests explained the law out of their context.
他们用他们的智慧，用他们的经验来解释神的话语。
They use their own wisdom and their own experience to explain God's word.
一直到今天呢，我们晓得这地上的以色列人，他们还受这个苦害。
Up to now, we see that the Israelites are suffering from this mistake.
比方说你今天到美国有些犹太人中间去啊。
Today, if you go to some Jews in the States.
哎呀，他们有这些古里古怪的很多不同的这些圣经的解释。
They have so many different interpretations of the Bible.
比方说到了安息日不可以打电话，我们不知道这是那个祭司们呢从圣经中的哪一句话这么绕了弯子解释出来，安息日是不可以打电话。
They say that you cannot use the phone on the Sabbath. We don't know where did they get this from, how the prophets find anywhere in the Bible that specifies you cannot use the phone.
那我们都晓得犹太人是最会做生意的，这个不打电话怎么做生意呢？
We know the Jews are the people who really know how to do business. If they couldn't use the phone, how could they do business?
所以他们就钻这个法律的漏洞啊。
So they go into these loopholes in the law.
只要我不碰电话就行了，对不对
？As long as I don't touch the phone, it's okay.
所以到礼拜六的时候，他就雇一个外邦人呢，坐在电话旁边。
So on the Sabbath, they employed a Gentile to sit by the telephone.
所以电话铃一响的时候，这个外邦人拿起来接。
So when the phone rings, this Gentile picks up the phone.
然后就回头问他老板呢，这个怎么样
？And say, my boss, what about this?
然后呢，他就告诉这个人，然后那个人呢就在电话里面告诉对方。
And so he told this person, and this person gives the answer over the phone.
我们晓得这都是因为祭司强解律法所产生的今天这种的一种的情形。
This we know is the result of the priest explaining the law out of context that result in these phenomena.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们千万得切记，不能用我们自己的天然的智慧思想去解释神的话语。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to be very careful that we do not use our wisdom to explain the word of God.
还有一种情形呢，就是是神打发我们去了，结果呢，我们说自己的话，这个也不对呀。
Another situation is that God has sent us there, but we are speaking our own words. That is not right.
还有呢，就是神根本没有打发你自己说，这更不对。
And the other situation, which is even worse, is that God has not sent you to say these things, and you are speaking on your own.
所以西番雅先知西番雅也这样说。
So Zephaniah said the same thing.
他说，如同先知的虚浮诡诈，你看。
It is like the wickedness of the prophets.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们可以看见这个为神说话，这是可怕的一件事情。
So let's say when we speak for God, it is a
可怕
的事。It is a very terrible thing.
因为我们神是说话的神嘛，他什么时候他没有话了，这个要你来替他说呢
？And when is it that he has no more words to say, and that you have to say it for him?
所以呢，我们不能 为神说，我们要替神说话。
So we cannot speak for God, but we need to say what God wants us to say.
说你要说之前，你一定要回到主的跟前，问问主，主啊，你有没有什么话要说
？So before you say anything, you need to come back to God and ask Him, Lord, do you have anything you want me to say?
啊，我想这个时间过了很多，对不起，这个有些弟兄姊妹的问题，我们没有办法回答你。
I'm sorry that time has really gone by, and there are many questions which brothers.
或者这里啊，稍微再提醒一个点啊，有人问到这样的一个问题。
Oh, there's one point which I would just mention.
我们晓得啊，教会里面的讲台是传递神话语的地方。
We know that the pulpit in the church is a place where God's word is being delivered.
千万不可以借着这个讲台啊。来骂人，来教训人。
We must not use the pulpit to scold people and say things bad about others.
但是这样的情况，今天在教会里面也有啊。
But such situations exist in today's church.
那么有怎么办呢
？What to do with it？
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要晓得，圣经告诉我们，神最后还有审判。
We need to know that the Bible tells us that God has the judgment.
神的话告诉我们，审判要从神的家起手。
God tells us that judgment comes from the family of God, starts from the family of God.
圣经告诉我们，所说的每一句闲话都要供出来啊。
And God tells us every word that we said will be exposed.
如果你在讲台上面借这个机会骂人，在这借这个机会来指责人，弟兄姊妹，那更是严重。
And this is even more serious if you use the pulpit to scold people and to condemn others.
所以弟兄姊妹们，一方面我们自己不能这样做。
So on the one hand, we must not do it ourselves.
若是有人这样做了，弟兄姊妹，你里面也不需要不平啊，因为有最后审判在那里。
And but if others do this, you must not be frustrated because there's the judgment of God.
好，我想今天下午我们这个交通就停在这里了，好吧
？I hope I think that this afternoon our fellowship will have to stop here.
请王弟兄做我们带我们做个结束祷告。
You ask Brother Wong to lead us in prayer.
或者这样。如果有一些问题我们实在没时间回答到的，我想大家都认识的是比较个人性的啊，比较个人性的。如果是提出的那个弟兄和姊妹，你觉得还是需要的话，你可以直接来找我们，直接来找我们。
I think we can have this arrangement. If there are questions which have not been answered today, and you still feel that you need an answer, perhaps you can approach either Brother Wong or Brother Sun and fellowship with him.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我感谢你把这个时间给我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this time.
我们仍然在这里承认。
We continue to confess here.
所有的答案是你的自己。
All the answers point to you.
求你亲自再显明你的作为在我们的当中。
We pray that you will reveal your own acts in us.
叫我们所跟随的就是你的喜悦。
So that what we follow after is what you desire.
不在我们的观念和人的是非。
That will not depend on our own concepts and our own issues.
继续带领我们走前面一段的路程。
We pray that the Lord will continue to lead us the path in front of us.
直到我们站立在你自己的面前。
Until we stand before you.
感谢赞美归给我们的神。
Praise and thanks to our Lord.
祷告奉主的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
阿门。好，我们聚会就到这里。
Our meeting finishes here.